The book of Isaiah. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 45. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 45, verse 1. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. God is speaking prophetically here. Isaiah is speaking the word of God, and it is a prophecy where God says that he's going to raise up a man named Cyrus. And he did. 200 years after this was written. And God will make him the king of Persia, and God, for his purposes, will cause him to conquer many nations. So just think of that. He even named the man. There's nothing nebulous about this prediction in Scripture. Verse 2. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. God says that he will march ahead of Cyrus to make sure that all goes well for him. Verse 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. And he did call Cyrus by his name 200 years before Cyrus was born. And so God says that he's going to direct this Cyrus in what he does in order to benefit his people. Verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. God is talking to Cyrus, who will not be born for 2 centuries. He says, you don't know me, but I'm honoring you. You know, the Bible says that all promotion comes from God, even among the unsaved. Verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. I will gird you, though you have not known me. Whether people are aware of it or not, God is the reason that they can do whatever it is that they do. 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. God says, I'm doing this so that everyone in the world will know that I'm the real God. 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Verse 8. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. God is saying that he is sovereign, and that nothing happens apart from his permission. Verse 9, woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? It's not a good idea to argue with God. It's not a good idea at all to argue with God who created you. 10. Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? In other words, don't tell God how to do his work. Do not try to tell God how to be God. Verse 11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. God says it's my business to shape the future. And you are out of line to try to tell me, that I have it figured wrong. That I have the future figured wrong. You're out of line. Don't tell me that. It's my job. to form the future. Verse 12, I have made the earth and created man on it. It was I, my hands, that stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. God made it all, so he has a right to do whatever he wants to do with any of it. And that would include man. 13, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. God has a right to use anyone in any way to carry out any of his purposes, and he will use Cyrus to be a blessing to his people, even though Cyrus doesn't know him or will not know him. 14, thus says the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Because of God's grace, Israel will switch places with her longtime enemies. Instead of them controlling Israel, Israel will be controlling them. 15, truly you are God, who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. God hides himself, that is, he has no physical form that anyone can see, but he is still God, the Lord, whether we can see him or not. Verse 16, they shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols. Unlike the real God, idols can be seen, but they're still worthless. 17, but Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. Eventually, all who worship some god, so-called, other than the one true God, the one revealed in Holy Scripture, ultimately all who worship some other so-called god will be ashamed of themselves for doing that. But God's people will never be ashamed. 18, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord, and there is no other. The idea God had in mind when he created the world was to create a nice place. And you know what? When he first created it, it really was very nice. There were no problems. Verse 19, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. God says, I do not hide my definitions of right and wrong. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. He speaks the truth in simple ways so that we can all understand it. 20. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you who have escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge who carry the word of their carved image, or the wood of their carved image, and pray to a God that cannot save. God says they have no knowledge. In other words, why pray to a dead God who can't hear a word you say when you could instead pray to a real God? You have no knowledge. You're kind of stupid, to be frank with you. Verse 21, tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. People can call someone or something else a God, but that doesn't change the fact that God is the only real God. 22, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. If you want to be saved, then you better look to God, because there is no salvation in anyone else. You look to Allah, you look to Hare Krishna, or Mary, or anyone else, you're going to come up empty. What does God say? Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I'm God and there is no other. Look to me if you want to be saved. 23, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. Every person will be raised from the dead and will kneel before Almighty God without exception. Even the worst God haters will give him the honor that he deserves. 24. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. The only way any one of us can enjoy any success is by God's grace. 25. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. All true Israelites, in other words, all people who have faith in Jesus Christ, are going to be saved. And we will stop right there, and we will pick it up in Chapter 46 of Isaiah next time. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.